Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to create their own unique level of balance so they can finally experience the joy, passion, success, and fulfillment that they have been seeking in life. So, in April, we have been focusing on bringing more joy, happiness, and amusement into the different areas of our lives. So, this week, we are going to talk about how to get more of what we want. But before we get started, I want to remind you that I have a free, private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. Also, I have created a free download called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of your mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. Visit my website to download it. It's tinaheisman.com. Okay, so let's dive in and talk about how to get more of what you want. So first things first, what is it that you want? Have you ever really stopped to ask yourself that? Peace, love, happiness, money, freedom, joy, fun, meaningful relationships, romance, respect, or maybe time? What is it that you wish you had more of? I would definitely encourage you to take some time to journal about this. What do I want? That's your question. Girls, the way for you to get what you want, my answer could be like one sentence, and this could be the shortest podcast ever, right? Like, because really, it's a really super simple concept, but the hard part comes in is actually doing it, I guess. So the way to get more of what you want is to give it away. Well, let me share some stories with you that I hope will inspire you and show you what I mean. So I had a client named Shannon. She had been married for about 7 years, and she was a work-at-home mom with a 3-year-old little boy and a 1-year-old little girl. So her days were filled with diapers and feeding and laundry and playing with 2 little kids. And by the time her husband got home from work, she was exhausted. And so was he. He was in accounting, and that's a really demanding job. And so he worked long hours, and that made Shannon's days home alone with her kids even longer. And so this had been going on for a long time, pretty much all the while since the children were born. And Shannon was finding herself feeling lonely and a little bit worried about her marriage. And she missed the romantic bond, you know? She was just wondering, like, is this all that's going to be left in my marriage? Is this it? You know, just this day in, day out drudgery. And she tried talking to her husband about it, but nothing changed. And in fact, it often caused friction. It seemed like when she tried to talk to him about it, tell him how that she was feeling, that it would make him frustrated or it would make her angry. And then that was making her frustrated and angry. And she was feeling really insecure in her marriage. She felt like she had tried everything that she could do. She didn't know what else to do, and she was hurt and lonely and sad. And so when she brought this to me, we worked together on it, and we talked about all of the different options for things that she could do to help her feel the way she wanted to feel in her relationship. And so the question was for Shannon, what do you want? And she said, I want to feel more romance in my relationship. Okay, awesome. If you know what you want, that's easy. So what we did was we worked on creating those romantic feelings. And in order to do that, she decided to take her mindset back to their dating days and to think about things that they used to like to do, things that they had in common, things that they used to talk about and do together, those things that drew them together, right, in the first place. And so she realized that she came up with like this list of things and that these could be new topics of conversation for them, things to revisit, memories to relive, old things to go back and try again, right? To bring back into their relationship. And what she really decided that she wanted to do was to start more conversations with him. You know, she realized that by changing her attitude, because her kind of her thoughts were just like, is this all there is left to life? To realizing, I want more romance and I'm going to go get it. And so by taking the first steps and thinking about ways that she could bring romance back into the relationship, she actually started creating that. And her husband loved it. He loved the attention and he started reciprocating it back to her. See, he was just, you know, stuck in his routine too, working so hard for the family. But just her little shift is really what allowed him to kind of wake up a little bit too and shift. And you know what's interesting, you guys, is that the problem itself didn't change. Her husband didn't necessarily stop working long hours and she was still at home with her children. So like the situation didn't change. But what changed were Shannon's thoughts about it and the action that she took to bring into the relationship what she thought was missing. So she said, I want more romance. And then she went out there and got it. And it made everything happier in her marriage. And it changed her feelings of loneliness and isolation to love and support. And it impacted other relationships in her life too. Like she started with her friendships, cultivating more of the energy that she wanted to feel in her other relationships, you know, connection. But most importantly for her marriage, you know, there was more fun, more connection, more intimacy, and more romance, which was exactly what she wanted. And the cool thing was that all she had to do was give what she wanted to receive. You know, the ways that she wanted him to be romantic with her, she went out and was romantic with him in that way. And that's what ultimately brought it back to her. And so the cool thing is this doesn't only work for marriage. It works for all of your relationships. So I want to tell you about my client, Jennifer. She has three teenage daughters, and things were feeling really stressful between herself and her oldest daughter, and it just seemed like they were at odds all of the time. They weren't agreeing on anything. They weren't seeing eye to eye on anything, and everyone was walking on eggshells around the oldest teenage daughter, and because of the blow-ups, too, between the mom and the daughter. I think some of you could definitely relate to that. And so, you know, the discussions between the mom and the daughter would get heated, and then the daughter would feel very emotional and yell at her mother and stomp off to her bedroom. Has anyone ever been there with a teenage girl? Just curious. So the girl would say horrible things to her mom, like, you never listen to me, or you don't understand me. You know, things that are not necessarily true, right? And so this was making Jennifer feel helpless. You know, and she was worried that she was losing her little girl and she felt like she couldn't get through to her. So Jennifer and I worked on this and we dug down to see what the real issues might be and where Jennifer might need to give what she wanted to receive. And so what Jennifer wanted to receive was a peaceful relationship with her daughter, right? She wanted to have a peaceful, close relationship with her daughter. And so she set out to discover what could help create that in the relationship, right? So during our call, one of the things that she realized was that she might be too quick to offer advice to her daughter and that she feels like that was one thing that was agitating her. And so she sought out to become a better listener. So instead of offering advice when her daughter came to her with problems or challenges or stories, instead, she started validating her daughter's feelings about the situation. And then she decided, instead of just offering advice, once she had heard her daughter enough and validated her feelings, that she would ask if advice was wanted. This one change in Jennifer's behavior absolutely brought about peace. It made her daughter feel loved and heard, and that made her feel more peaceful. That made them both feel more peaceful. So with this one change, their relationship began to change dramatically, and it changed the dynamics of the whole house. You know, those outbursts that used to create chaos within their house were now happening less and less, and things were becoming more peaceful. One of the questions we have to ask ourselves is the way that I'm thinking serving me? You know, so is thinking that you have a difficult teenage daughter serving you? Do you want to have a difficult teenage daughter? The answer is probably no. So what do you want? What's that? You want a peaceful relationship with your daughter? Awesome. Okay, what can we do to create that? That's what we need to focus on. The more we focus on what we don't want, the more we get what we don't want. Does that make sense? But that's so hard. Like, that's where we get stuck. We get caught up in thinking about our problems and talking about our problems. If you watch the things that come out of your mouth, most of the time, they're probably your problems. And we're focusing on it and we're creating more of it and more attention on it. But if instead we're going to think about, what do I want? We are going to absolutely get more of what we do want. Now, I have one more story to share with you today, just to give you another example. My client, Julie, so she used this theory to attract some new, meaningful friendships. She and her husband and their three children had moved to a new area, and it had been about a year now, and everyone was settling in, you know, and her husband was busy with his job, and the kids were doing pretty well at school and forming friendships of their own. And now Julie was kind of ready to have some friendships. She was kind of feeling a little lonely, you know. She was missing her friends from her first town, and she just hadn't really settled into solid relationships yet in her new town, but it'd only been a year, so that's kind of normal. It takes time to build friendships, right? And so we talked about this, like, what could Julie do to have the friendship she wanted? She wanted deep friendships. And so first we started talking about, what kinds of friends did Julie want? What kind of things do you want to do with your friends? What kind of things do you want to talk about with your friends? What kind of friendships do you want? What do you want to experience with your friends, right? What kind of qualities do you want your friends to have? Do you want them to be thoughtful and warm and kind and trustworthy? So we spent some time thinking about that. And then we looked at the amazing qualities that Julie brings to friendships. So Julie is very fun and thoughtful and giving and caring, and she's available for her friends. She's just one of those friends that's available. So kind of with this new framework, the clarity on what she wanted, with what kinds of friendships she wanted, Julie started her work of intentionally cultivating friendships. And she started by taking the first step and inviting out women she thought she might have a connection with. And she looked for these women at her children's schools, like the, you know, parents of the children there, and at her church. Those were two places that she, you know, was at a lot, right? And she also started volunteering for a cancer organization that was near and dear to her heart. And she found some new friends there too, right? With something in common that she was passionate about. And so as Julie did this work, she was intentional about continuing to reach out to the women that she enjoyed spending time with. And before long, she had a wonderful handful of friends. And now this didn't happen overnight. She didn't flip a magic switch, but she decided what she wanted, and then she went after it, right? She got clarity on it, and then she went after it. And she was committed to it. She really wanted some good friendships here. So you see, with Julie, like the other two examples I shared, she had to give what she wanted to receive. She had to be the friend that she wanted to attract, right? So first she got clear on what she wanted, and then she went out there and started giving those things. And the friendships just drew naturally. People were very naturally drawn to her. And it really just took some intentionality on her part, right? And some focus and setting a goal and actually working with a coach, somebody who was checking in on her and saying, how are you doing this week? And just having, knowing that you have that accountability to someone to stick to what you said you wanted, and someone to help you clarify what you really want. Because sometimes what we think we want isn't always exactly what we want. So it's really important to look at that. So if you would like to know more about how coaching can help you get more of what you want in your life, reach out to me for a complimentary discovery call. We can take a look at where you are, where you want to be, and what is holding you back. And remember, I have that wonderful little ultimate guide to guilt-free self-care to help you feel like your best self every day. And you will find that on my website, tinaheisman.com. Also, don't forget to join the Proverbs 31 by Design community on Facebook. All right, thank you so much. I will see you next week.